Throughout history, the Jewish people have been chosen by God to carry His light into the world. The covenant made with Abraham still echoes today. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Genesis 12:3. This divine promise reminds us that connecting with the Jewish community is not just a social mission, but a spiritual one. Building bridges with the people of Israel is both a sacred calling and a loving response to God's heart for His chosen nation. Today, we live in an age of global connection, where faith, culture, and conversation often meet on digital platforms and in multicultural cities. For followers of Yeshua, engaging with the Jewish community means walking in love, humility, and genuine respect for the people who gave the world the scriptures, the prophets, and the Messiah Himself. 1. Understanding God's heart for the Jewish people. The first step in engaging meaningfully with the Jewish community is understanding how deeply God loves Israel. From the moment He called Abraham out of Ur, God established Israel as the vessel of His redemptive plan. The Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms all reveal His covenantal faithfulness. For the Lord will not forsake His people. He will not abandon His heritage. Psalm 94:14. Yeshua Himself was born into this covenant. He lived as a Jew, worshiped in the synagogue, celebrated the feasts, and taught from the Torah. When we approach the Jewish community, we must remember that we are not introducing a foreign faith, but reconnecting with the roots of our own. As Shaul, Paul, wrote, "Do not boast over the branches. You do not support the root, but the root supports you." Romans 11:18. Building bridges begins by honoring that root, the Jewish story that gave life to our own faith. 2. Listening before speaking. Real engagement starts with listening. Too often, conversations about faith become one-sided, focused on what we want to share rather than what we need to understand. Listening demonstrates love, respect, and humility, values deeply treasured in Jewish culture. Proverbs 18:13 reminds us, "To answer before listening, that is folly and shame." The Jewish community carries a long and painful history, centuries of persecution, misunderstanding, and forced conversions in the name of Christianity. For many, the word Jesus evokes memories of suffering, not salvation. This is why sensitivity is essential. Building bridges means approaching dialogue not as conquerors, but as friends, not as teachers, but as students of a shared heritage. In modern Israel, where secularism and tradition often intersect, listening also means understanding different perspectives, whether Orthodox, secular, or Messianic. Each group has its own experiences and struggles. Taking time to learn the diversity within the Jewish world opens doors for genuine relationship. 3. Building trust through relationship. Trust is the cornerstone of any bridge. Without it, words lose their weight. To build trust with the Jewish community, we must demonstrate consistent love, not just through words, but through action. This is what Yeshua modeled. He ate with those who were outcasts, healed those in need, and showed compassion without condition. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13:35. Engaging with Jewish friends means sharing life together, celebrating holidays, understanding traditions, and showing up in moments of joy and pain. It may mean participating in Shabbat dinners, learning about Jewish history, or supporting causes that uplift the people of Israel. When love is visible, truth becomes believable. Israel Media Ministries, for instance, emphasizes relational evangelism, sharing the message of Yeshua through media that inspires curiosity, hope, and connection. Instead of preaching at, they communicate with, using creative storytelling and genuine dialogue to bridge hearts. 4. Speaking the language of shared values. One of the most effective ways to engage the Jewish community is to focus on shared values rooted in the Hebrew scriptures, justice, tzedek, kindness, chesed, and faithfulness, emunah. These values resonate deeply within Jewish life and identity. For example, Micah 6:8 encapsulates both Jewish and Christian ethics. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. When believers in Yeshua demonstrate these same values, it reminds the Jewish people that the message of Yeshua is not foreign. It flows from the very essence of Torah and the heart of God. In modern Israel, where moral questions about identity, justice, and peace are ever present, living out these values authentically opens meaningful doors. Rather than trying to convert, we can aim to connect, helping others see that Yeshua fulfills, not replaces, the promises given to Israel. 5. Using modern platforms to build bridges. In today's world, engagement often begins online. Social media, films, podcasts, and digital campaigns are powerful tools for reaching hearts. We at Israel Media Ministries are using technology to bring the message of Yeshua to Israelis in relatable, respectful, and creative ways. In a culture shaped by rapid communication, modern engagement must be culturally aware and emotionally intelligent. The goal isn't argument, it's awakening hearts to explore the scriptures afresh. 6. Prayer, the foundation of every bridge. True engagement begins not with strategy, but with prayer. The Apostle Paul expressed this deeply in Romans 10:1. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Praying for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122:6, and for the revelation of Yeshua among the Jewish people aligns our hearts with God's own longing. Prayer softens hearts, both ours and theirs. It reminds us that evangelism is not a project, but a partnership with God's Spirit. When we pray, we participate in God's eternal promise that all Israel will be saved. Romans 11:26. Every act of kindness, every word of truth, every prayer of intercession adds another plank to the bridge of reconciliation between Israel and her Messiah. 7. Walking in humility and gratitude. Finally, to engage meaningfully with the Jewish community, humility must lead the way. As Gentile believers, we have received grace because of God's covenant with Israel. We are grafted in to their story, Romans 11:17. This truth should fill us with deep gratitude, not pride. When we approach with humility, we communicate honor. We acknowledge that Israel remains the apple of God's eye, Zechariah 2:8, and that our faith is forever indebted to theirs. Engagement, then, is not about proving a point. It's about expressing love. It's about standing with Israel, learning from her people, and sharing the good news of Yeshua with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Conclusion. Building bridges with the Jewish community is one of the most beautiful and sacred callings of our time. It is not a task of persuasion, but of reconciliation, not of argument, but of love. By listening, learning, and living out the love of Yeshua, we can help restore understanding between the church and Israel, a relationship long divided, but destined for unity. God's promise still stands. The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord, Isaiah 59:20. May we be the hands and hearts that prepare that way, bridging faith, friendship, and hope between Israel and her Messiah, Yeshua.